Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and so darn very sexy people. I am coming to you today from Indianapolis, Indiana, at the awesome Horror Hand Convention. And it has been a really, whenever I do these conventions, which is, you know, there are places where a lot of your fans come together, to celebrate and get autographs and talk with you. And whenever I do these, I am always interested at how much I learn from the people who are here. And I have to tell you, the Horror fans are some of the best fans in the entire world. They're kind, they're sweet, they're caring, they're loving. It's a real oxymoron sometimes. And when I got up this morning and I said, I really don't know what I'm going to talk about today. And I turned on the TV while I was doing my makeup, and I know a lot of you will be surprised about this. I was reminded that it's 9/11. Now, that's kind of the person I am. I don't remember the times people die. I don't remember bad events in my life, the dates of them. And I went, wow. I think there's something to look into about this, because every channel I went to, it was all about we will never forget, we will never forget. What a horrible day, we will never forget. Which is, of course, what we said about the Holocaust. It's also what we said about Pearl Harbor. And so I want to talk today about what 9/11 means to the spiritual energy of love. Those were the highest words they gave me. What does 9/11 mean in regards to the spiritual energy of love? And the first thing they took me to, and really the only thing they took me to, was the song Bare Necessities. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your troubles and your strife. Okay. So then the next thought that came up for me is, well, how do we not forget, essentially, but yet not hold our focus and our victimization and our fear and the vibrations that that day as we were living them took hold upon us with? So then came in the information, and this has been kind of a theme going across a lot of talk shows that I've done. Those of you that were on Jennifer McLean's show with me last week, they were adamant of reminding everybody that you are in the process right now of creating the outcome for the presidential election. Where is your focus on? Is it on the negative and the person you don't want and the fear that they are bringing up in you? Or is it somewhat on the positive, looking at the person you think is the better choice because they take away the fear somewhat that you're in fear of, or the highest choice as far as what we want to create? Is it simply, are we simply listing, stating, calling in, sending out the charge for the vibration that we are intending to create as our country, in our country, with our country? We're doing that right now by the focus we are holding. Now, for me, whenever I go on my gratitude walk daily, I go, thank you for my country. Thank you that it's strong. Thank you that we are right now electing the leader who will be powerful in divine love, integrity, truthfulness, and honor, and who keeps this country strong. Before I do that, I bring myself into a place of feeling good, because ultimately that's what I want for this country. And I know in order to create it, I have to feel good, not in fear, not in retaliation, not in judgment, but I have to feel good. And then I'm going to state exactly what I want my country to be, and then thank it for being that country already. So how do we keep focus on love and joy while we're honoring the dead, we're honoring the memory, we're honoring the stuff that happened on 9/11? And the biggest insight I can give you, I'm sure we're going to hear much more about this in the next webinar about the 2016 presidential election, but the biggest piece of information I can give you today is that we have been taught to feel guilty and to be fearful as part of how we honor things. So when someone in your family dies, and I've done a lot is coming into my field as a creator and a healer, working with people who have lost loved ones, right? And we have been taught that if we feel guilty and if we suffer for a year, we love them more. And they want us to know that's not true. That's not what they want us to do. They want us to celebrate, enjoy who they were, know they're free, know that their ailments, their sicknesses, their prejudices, their fears, their wrong action while they were in embodiment, that all that's gone, and to joyfully celebrate that for them and with them. And so that's what I'm expanding this out to do for all of those beautiful people who, in some way in the great plan, chose to participate in 9/11 to heighten our knowingness of what we want. And what we want is peace, security, love, joy, safety, harmony, integrity, truthfulness for the entire world. The entire world wants to know this. Look at the children in Syria. They want to know this. The people in North Korea want to know this. The people everywhere, this is their wish, to live on a planet of peace, love, joy, harmony, integrity, truthfulness, honesty, safety, joy. That's what we all want. So let us hold our focus on those things so that we can be the power, the joy, the choice. We can be the charge, right? Power, love, joy, and choice, so that we can keep our heart open in the creation of this. And another thing that came very clearly through Jen's show is use this community, use another community, use a book, use a learning guide. Whatever you have to do, use it to enhance your own knowing that you are your highest answer. You're it. Whatever you are creating right now, you're it. You're the answer. You're what it's all about. If you continually look for someone else to do it for you, be it for you, or be the reason you can't be for you, you will never find the answer, or you will never live the answer. And, of course, this all comes back to self-love. If we truly love ourselves, we are not going to allow ourselves to carry guilt and fear, hate, judgment, prejudice. That is not the definition of love. And certainly if we are experiencing those qualities right now, those charges right now, you're being connected to the collective consciousness who is being challenged right now, and you're in fight or flight with yourself. So if you're discovering a lot of health things coming up lately that have not been haunting you or that they're increasing, it's because you're fighting yourself, saying, okay, in the final analysis, peace, love, or hate? Love or hate? What am I going to hold myself in, love or hate? So around this, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And we're going to the calls. And I am going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, I knew you'd start with me. Interesting. Okay, well, I've been working on my life plan, and one of the things, of course, is vibrant health. Oh, by the way, 9/11 is a happy, happy day for me. It's the day my son was born, my firstborn.
Yeah, so, interesting. Interesting about how many other meanings that has. Good, Susan. Thank you for that.
And unfortunately for him, it's a sad day for him, but to me, that's my happiest, one of my happiest days, my day my baby was born, my firstborn.
I'm with you there.
I celebrate 9/11. Anyway, back to me.
Yes.
So I am having physical issues. I have gallstones, so I'm going to a surgeon on Tuesday about that. Plus a doctor, one of my doctors also noticed when I was in the hospital this last time that I had some dark spots in my upper right lobe of my upper right lung and wants me to go to Roswell Cancer Research to get a special test done on Tuesday. So I'm getting two doctor's appointments on Tuesday. So
okay.
I'm looking at both of those things, and that's what I'm asking
Give
about.
Give me a movie, Susan.
Peter Pan. I don't know why that came up.
Well, I can tell you exactly why Peter Pan came up. Because Peter Pan is all about what I was talking about in the first of the show, is living in joy. You want to fly? Think happy thoughts.
Right.
Okay. Now, your challenge is how can you hold yourself in those happy thoughts while you're thinking about your health? How can you bring that joyful vibration and match it with health now instead of taking the fear and focusing on the fear on the day that you go to have these tests. That's your challenge right now. That's our challenge, all of us, in the election. That's our challenge, all of us, in life. This is the part of the creation process that we just can't get, don't want to get, or something in us goes, I can't understand this. How can that be? And I'm telling you, they're telling you, that if you want to create what you want, it's got to be that way. So let's think of your son's birth.
Okay.
And I want you to allow that emotion to go through you so that the charge, you can literally see the vibration of it. Let me know when you're there. Okay.
I see my son's birth. Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay.
Very
happy. I just want you to look at your body and say health while you're
health.
In that vibration. Just health.
Health.
Okay. Can you feel the vibration that was in your body about your son's birth connecting to health now and connecting to your body?
Yes.
Okay. Connect it now to the doctors.
Okay.
That joyful vibration, right? So,
yes.
Now, tell me what you want. What do you want in your health?
I want perfect, happy, vibrational health. And the way I see my doctor seeing the test for the thing in my lung, I see that as being nothing. I just see it as being nothing.
They don't even want you to go there. They just want you to see a healthy body.
Okay.
Just health, and what you want is great functioning kidneys, right? Beautiful clear lungs. You've got to stay on the positive, guys. You've got to stay on the positive. A lot of people, for example, who don't have enough money, they'll go to their bank accounts and they'll see money filling up their bank accounts. So, subconsciously, they're still giving themselves the picture, it's not there. Okay? Or
see, it is already there.
There's something to do that I have to do to create it. Instead of, it's a done deal, right? That's the joy that I'm feeling is the joy because it's already completed. As soon as when I'm asking if there's any other steps, I get a no, that it's really that simple. But we want and choose to still live in why we don't have it and what's the reason for so long that we keep creating it. So you're going to feel great about your body. We're going to feel great about America. Everybody's going to feel wonderful about money. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's already done. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
The reason why I was going about my gallbladder is to have it removed, and I've been advised by even a couple of spiritual, like Reverend Susan Harris as well, just, you know, have that taken out, that would, you know, just allow my body to be completely healed and whole. So my question
and Susan,
is,
I am
yes?
telling you, you are your highest answer. If you believe that, then that's what you should do.
Okay. So if I believe it, then I should do it. I just go with my heart and what my heart believes. Cool.
I get a yes from that.
Yeah. Cool.
Because
great.
As you believe, it's delivered unto you. So one person can believe, well, if I do that, it's going to set my body out of balance, so I'm just going to learn how to allow my gallbladder to pass the stones. For them, they've got to do it that way. That's what they're trying to get you to understand, guys. Look to yourself and what you believe. If you believe you have to keep struggling to learn how to create, then you will keep struggling to learn how to create.
So if I believe that just having it removed, it will solve all the problems, then I'll be just fine and dandy like everybody else. I mean, I've had so many relatives say, that's nothing, you know, it's no big deal, and it's you know, I can do anything I want, and, you know, just go do it and have, you know, just be done and just stop, you know, because I've had gallstones a couple of times, and I got rid of them the first time, and now I've had problems with it lately, and so I thought, well, you know, now I'm feeling better, but it's like,
okay,
huh.
And Susan, I'm telling you that if you still hold on to, I have to struggle to create health in my life, then once the gallbladder's gone, something else will have to take your attention. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand that. Yeah.
So you have to look within yourself and find what the core thing is.
Okay.
You are your highest answer.
Okay. I don't have to struggle to have a good life.
Okay, well, put that into positive, and then I might believe it.
All right.
I create my life.
I create a healthy, fantastic, fun, great body and live in
and
perfect
it's so
health.
Easy. I just created every minute of my life. That's how easy it is. Okay, so this has been a really good discussion to teach all of us where we might be getting tripped up and making it a lot harder. So you've served a lot of people here, Susan. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
I love you.
Bye-bye. I love
Bye.
You too, baby. That was a good discussion. If you want to speak to the channel, remember you have to press 1 to get in the lineup. And Eileen, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, that really addressed a lot of stuff for me.
Good.
You know, I still feel like I've learned a lot from that webinar, you know, and I have the plan, but what I'm feeling is still a lot of inner conflict. And the way that it's manifesting is I had the worst migraine I've ever had last night, and today I woke up with acid reflux, and I guess my body's telling me something.
Yeah. So let's look at what you don't want to digest from the plan of your life. Okay?
Okay.
That's the highest place we're going. Where you are in conflict with yourself, and you just go, I can't stomach this. I don't get it. Sheets, books, songs. Give me a movie, baby.
Let's see. August Rush.
August Rush. And what was August Rush about to you, the violin player?
It was very positive. It was his belief that if he created this beautiful piece, that his parents would find him.
And they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Okay. So that's a perfect, beautiful, absolutely right-on metaphor for what we're talking about. If Eileen, it's a true statement, that if Eileen believes that being joyful will get her what she wants, it will. That's the highest thing you're fighting against yourself. Now I'm going to your mother. Why did your mother teach you that joy didn't get you what you wanted?
Well, my mother was not joyful.
Well, there you
know,
go.
Yeah.
And she taught
and
it
I
you.
Spent yeah, I spent my whole childhood for sure trying to make her happy.
And you never could you?
No.
Because she had decided she wasn't going to be happy.
Right.
Okay, Eileen, you're becoming your mother. Is that enough for you to let it go now?
Oh, yes.
Good. You got it, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
The world cannot give you joy if you are determined that joy doesn't work. You are your highest dancer. I have to accept the fact that joy is going to get me what I want. And it will.
Okay.
Unless you don't believe it. And that's the acid reflux. That, look, I don't get acid reflux. I had it last week. And I went to the body book. And basically what it said is your acid reflux comes from us not being willing to let go of the guilt and the fear of things that we have done and move into the joy of who we are. That's literally what it says.
Okay.
That's the psychological meaning behind it. So is your mother passed over now?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've got somebody here going, that's not what I feel anymore. That's not what I feel anymore. Tell her to be happy.
That's my mother.
So, yeah. But she's coming through loud and clear and going, you know, that's the BS I lived and had to live and chose to live when I was in embodiment. But now I'm in consciousness and none of that's going on. And I was wrong. Go be happy.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm giving you permission, she's giving you permission, but when I say you're giving your permission, my pendulum still goes to a no. What are we going to have to do to get you to move?
It's more of what I have to do. You know,
exactly.
I have to trust.
So again,
okay,
keep going. You have to trust what?
I have to trust that I am my best answer.
Or you have to just trust what the channel is telling you, that
yes.
joy works, and
mm-hmm.
decide to go be happy and see how you feel. Say, I got
okay.
freaking nothing to lose. This week, I'm just going to be happy. And whenever I feel myself going into the toilet, I'm just going to be happy, period.
Okay.
I'm going to start laughing. I'm going to watch a comedy. I'm going to do what the channel taught me and think of a baby or a puppy or a kitty cat or a rainbow. But I'm going to choose to take myself back into happiness.
Okay.
Okay? This is
Absolutely.
Going for all of us, and this is tying in with Susan also. This is what we need to choose to focus on is joy. Joy in 9/11. Joy in where we've been. Joy in who we've been. Acceptance of everything we've ever done. We have never done anything wrong, guys. Accept it. Move past your ego and move into the joy of the consciousness that you really are. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, they're giving it to us today, loud and clear. Patty, you're on.
Okay. Somebody that I brought in to assist me and then stayed on where I worked passed suddenly last Friday. And we weren't on the greatest terms. I felt kind of snubbed from her. And so,
well, you always do, though, honey. You always do.
But I didn't before. And I'm kind of running a whole gamut of...
What do you mean? Hold on. You just negated yourself. You said you didn't before. You said
I...
You got along great. But then you said you didn't get along great. That she snuck
Well, because then she went on tour with a band and just got kind of... snotty with me, like she was better than me.
Okay.
Is it just
It's your stuff again, Patty. It's absolutely your stuff. That's how you see the world, baby. So when she has every right to leave and go create a better gig for herself, You do it. You do it in a minute.
No,
that's what
absolutely.
The creative life is about, is we keep expanding. But you perceive it as not abandonment. That's the highest word. You think
okay.
people abandon you, sweetheart, and then you take it personally. And you've come a long way, because what's happened is you used to go into a job subconsciously looking for who and when somebody was going to abandon you. And you were expecting it and being on the outlook for it, right? Now
mm-hmm.
you've come a long way in not doing that, but now when somebody's left, it's plugged you into that so that you can look at that again and go, oh, this is an old friend. I don't have to let this run me. I know what this is. This is my fear of abandonment, my feeling that people are going to abandon me. And people can abandon you by taking advantage of you, leaving you, lying to you, all kinds of, it can play out in all kinds of ways, but it's still
okay.
Patty feeling abandoned. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah. It,
okay.
it's just so interesting how it's manifesting. I mean, just, yeah.
And it's
I mean, with
gift.
Her death.
It's a gift that Patty is giving to herself.
I want to
so
know
that
we're
she
okay.
Can, so that she can realize that it's not what it's about. So you said you just wanted it to be okay?
Like, we're okay. I guess it's the grief. It's finally hitting me about her death.
Okay. So let me get the story straight. You were friends. You hired her. You worked together. Then she left to go on a band, and now she's died.
She got the job at CNN, and then she had a massive heart attack suddenly a week ago Friday. And it was like I was still holding the anger, but now I'm in the grief part.
Okay.
And I
want to
know.
What you're in is you're guilty. You feel guilty. Oh, if I'd known she was going to die, I wouldn't have been pissed off at her. But that's wasted
okay.
energy, sweetheart. And again, she's coming to him saying, Patty, I don't care. I don't care anymore. You know, when I was on the plane, I felt guilt and anger and abandonment. I felt all that stuff you're feeling now. It doesn't matter anymore. You got to let yourself free. That's what the whole thing was about 9/11. This is an incredible show of all the stuff you guys are bringing forward, because it's everything they told me to talk about in the first part of the show. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Love yourself, accept yourself. Nothing that you've done is wrong or has created grief in another person's life that they didn't agree to come in and explore with you. Love
okay.
yourself. Get back into joy, Patty. She's forgiven you.
Is that why I was having... Thank you. Is that why I was having such severe headaches this week?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. We turn on ourselves with judgment and non-acceptance and hatred and guilt. Do you understand you are in fight or flight from yourself? And that is what is causing the greatest stress and the greatest dis-ease within us today. Okay?
Thank you. Love you.
You bet, sweetheart. Now, do whatever you have to do to get back in joy, please.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Going to Allison in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Hi, what an amazing show today.
Thank you. Indeed it is. Thank you. And I'm sure you're going to add to it.
Yes, and it's from a slightly different angle. Last month I had to make a move from my lost my home and I did find a temporary situation, and then just a couple of days ago, I lost my job. So I have had these really foundational shifts, like earthquake shifts, just back to back. It's been an amazing, really deep a transition. And I want to keep moving forward with these changes, and I want to, especially at this time, create a better job for myself, better work, more creative, more fulfilling, and more lucrative. And so, but there's still some residue around a situation at my at now my last job that's sort of trailing me right now, and I don't want that to go with
all
me
right,
to the next job.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that you did something that you're sorry about and they let you go?
No, it was a colleague who was quite abusive, and I was never able to. What's the word I'm looking for? I was not able to inform the boss about that situation for many months. And so I lost my job because the full story has never been revealed or told. So I feel like I sort of paid the price for it, but that's all right.
That's not all right with you at all. My pendulum was right to know when you said that. It's not all right with you that you did not come forward for yourself.
And I did not what?
Because you did not come forward for yourself. So you can't make yourself pay now for the fact that you chose not to come forward for yourself. You can't pay for that anymore, Allison. You got to move on.
Right.
Okay. So, hold on. Too many things are coming in. Hold on. Slow down, please. Am I going to the sheets first? Okay. They want to give you what you need to bring into harmony. We're going to the second sheet, and I'm going to the genetic list. Remember that in my channel, the genetic list, genetics are things that have been passed down to us that, okay, I will buy that. Here. All right, this is genetic poisoning. You have literally been poisoned by, your belief systems have been poisoned by something that has been passed down to you. And we're going to a core belief now. This page here. Okay, I'm scared to death to go. So we have to find out what to go stands for you, Allison. I'm scared to death to go. The first words that I heard were into my power. I'm scared to death to own my power. So what did your mother have to do with that, with teaching you that? Was your mother
That's
powerful?
She was in a vicious way, yes.
Okay, well, that's not power. That's bullying.
It was passive. It was like a passive
it's a
power.
It's passive aggressive. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What we mean when we use the word power is the power of creation through divine love. So that's a good thing to understand. So what was her message to you, whether she told it or modeled it or whatever? What was her message to you about creating through loving yourself?
Oh, there was no message at all. It was a non-message.
Okay, so if you love yourself, what happens?
Oh, you are absolutely a horrible, horrible, selfish human being.
Okay.
Absolutely horrible, selfish.
And that belief kept you, that fear kept you, that incorrect definition kept you from standing up for yourself. How does that feel, not to love yourself enough, to take care of yourself, to let someone know the truth of what's going on, which now will probably be perpetrated onto other people. You see, that's not loving yourself, is it?
Sometimes I have chosen to remain silent for a better good or greater good or survival.
But that's not what we're
anything.
Talking about right now. What we're talking about is Allison didn't speak up for herself. Right? Allison?
Yes. But it was a choice to do that. It wasn't out of a habit or a pattern. It was a conscious choice. I weighed the consequences. It was a very conscious choice to not do that. It was
all right,
not
my
because
darling,
of my mother. Do you understand?
I want you to hear this, Allison.
Okay.
It was a conscious choice made from a belief system that loving yourself is not the highest choice.
Okay, I see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
They would love for you to forgive yourself for that.
Okay.
It was a lesson learned. And now, because you're not going to be able to create what you want unless you forgive and accept yourself right now. So can you do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
I'm working on
and then they want you to accept that loving yourself in the highest way will always get you and everybody else the highest choice. Can you accept that?
Yes, I can see that.
Okay. Now you can start creating another job. But until you're in alignment with those two things, you will keep attracting the same thing to play out because the same beliefs are in place. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, number one, Allison gets her place, gets herself forgiven, accepts who she is, accepts that's another lesson that she got to learn in this lifetime. Number two, she figures out what her happy place is. She goes there. She expands it so that her whole body is vibrating with it. And number three, she attaches that to a fabulous job where she's really happy and honored all the time. Okay?
Okay.
There's nothing really more to it than that, but that, those are three huge shifts that only you can make. Right?
Right.
You got it?
Yep.
You believe it?
Yes, I do actually. Yes.
Okay. Let us know, please, because according to what I'm hearing from the channel, there is a job imminent for you as soon as you get these things in alignment. It's
right.
Like waiting for you. Waiting for you. Okay?
Excellent. Thank
All
you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy,
bye-bye.
What a show, guys. What a show. Jeannie, what's up?
Nothing. Yeah, I have one memory I want to share about 9/11. And it's a happy one. After our building was evacuated, because we watched what was happening when I was working at SAG, our windows faced the towers.
Okay.
I got to 8th Avenue. At the bus stop, there were loads of people. Traffic was unbelievable. No buses were stopping because they were jammed. And this pregnant woman walks up and holds on to me as three guys in suits with briefcases arrived too. And suddenly there was a cab because I said, this woman is about to break water, which she was about to. And they rushed for the cab, and I ran out and I said, move it, guys. Her water just broke, and her mouths fell open and pushed her right into the cab. It was wonderful. So I celebrate the birth of a child on this day.
Yep. And what's so important is how everyone was coming out of love for everybody else, right?
Yes.
That in this tragedy, somehow it opened our hearts so that we can say we have to take care of each other. We do
yes.
not need the tragedy anymore, guys, to create that heart-centered place. It's a choice. It's a choice we have every moment of every day. Look around in your life every day and say, where can I serve in love? What's some little thing I can do today to make somebody else's life better?
Definitely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say there were, you know, thousands of us walking up Broadway to go north up to the Bronx, wherever they lived, because there was no transportation. And hotel doormen kept saying, if you need the bathroom, it's open, it's open, it's open. And all the stores,
yeah.
the mom and pop stores, the big markets, had because it was a hot day, had loads of water out for people. It was
yes.
phenomenal.
Yes. And that's who we really are. And we don't have to look for reasons to do it. We want to once again so remember who we are that in every moment we live that way. Beautiful.
Right.
Meaning.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. And this
Thank
upcoming
you,
week, this upcoming week will help a great deal with the full moon and the penumbral eclipse, which is only being seen through all of Europe, Asia, to Australia and North Africa. Very important.
Well, great. Let's take everything that we have learned on the show today and apply it through this time, because obviously the universe is peaking
uh-huh.
at the same time. So
Definitely.
Let's help it out.
I sent you today's post. Read it when you have a chance. Love you all.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Let's see who's up here. I can't get my thing to move here. Just a minute. All right, Anna in New York. You're on. I think you're on. You're trying to come on.
Hello.
Anna. Hi,
yes.
Anna.
Hi,
hi. Sweetheart.
Yes, thank you. So Sox stepped on the phone and dialed you, and I figured he's in my lap right now, and so whatever the message for him or me or for both of us is, please share.
Okay, well, who's in your lap right now?
Sox, my gray cat with white paws. He's been having a health challenge where he's had to have some cortisone shots for his mouth. The gum in his mouth is hurting him.
Okay, I got it. So, you know, our animals are a mirror of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the question from the channel is, what are you not saying or stating that your heart wants to say or state at this moment in your life to another person? I believe it's a male.
Good question. And if I knew what that was.
Okay, well, they're giving me the song Let It Go again. Who is it you need to forgive, Anna? Living or unliving, who is it that you need to forgive? That's a guy.
Nothing's coming to me, and everything's
okay.
coming to me. My father, my father-in-law, my former spouse, my brother.
Yep. So what's the one theme that runs through all of them that you need to forgive yourself for?
Not walking away from the discomfort of being near them.
Okay. So, again, we're back to loving yourself. You need to speak more love to yourself. I am choosing today to do the very highest for me? What is the highest choice for me to love myself? That's what your cat is bringing forward to you. Speak more love to yourself.
Okay.
So we're all being asked to do that right now, that we are choosing to speak our love, feel our love, allow God's love, the universe's love, the forces' love, mother's love, allow whatever the highest expression of that is. Speak that to yourself right now. I am amazing. I accept myself as the God energy that I am. I am here to learn and to create. I am here to make a difference in this world, and I have. I celebrate who I am in this moment right now. I am divine love in this moment right now, and so it is. Okay, you let your cat know that you just say, "Sock, okay, I got it. I'm loving myself. I'm speaking love to myself. I'm talking about love to myself all the time." You talk to him and tell him that now, okay?
Okay.
So you can get better. I got the message. You got it?
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. Right in alignment with the rest of the entire show. Even our little pets are trying to bring us in. Carla, I've only got a few minutes. What's up?
Hey, my mom had a stroke.
Okay.
And she wants to die. Okay, she wants to die.
And what?
She wants to die. She's, like, ready to go. And then she, like, took herself. She took herself to the hospital. Like, then she wants to live. And then, like, so she can get medical treatment.
Carla and everybody, this is, you see, exactly what we've been talking about. The yin and yang within ourselves, where we're not clear. We haven't made a clear plan. And so we go back and forth and back and forth. Her soul is absolutely ready to go. Herself on this plane is scared to death, sweetheart, to let go. Here we go with let it go again. Okay. All you can do is to love her and support her in making her decision. Now, they are saying there's a part of her that is in fear of leaving you, that you're not going to be okay. Do you know that?
Do you know, I know that, and I have, like, talked to her about that specific thing, like, but it is. But there's something the two of us need to complete.
The
what
only
is that?
Thing that I'm getting a yes, and the only thing that I'm getting is I'm okay without you, Mom. You need to complete
I say that to her in person. Like,
yes,
in person.
But energetically within yourself, Carla, you're still not sure. And her energy reads your energy more than she hears your words. So what part of Carla... Okay, I got it. Well, what a wrap-up to a perfect show. You see, it's the part of us that can't love ourselves as much as other people do, especially our mommies. Oh, my God,
thank
it
you.
Makes me want to cry. If I could ever love myself as much as my mom loves me, there would not be anything in my life I would ever question. So that's the love we are asking for ourselves today, that we are committed to experiencing the love, the unconditional love from Mother Earth, from our own mothers, if that was the relationship we had with them, from Mother Mary, from the Mother Universe, from the godmother, I am allowing myself to experience the unconditional love of who I am. I choose to love me. I choose to allow myself to be loved. I choose to experience this amazing love that is going on right now within me because that's who I am. I accept it. I praise it. I celebrate it. I experience it. I live it. And so it is. Wow, Carla. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm so glad
Thank
I got
you.
You, baby. Thank you, and peace to you through this journey, honey. Oh, my God, you guys, what a community we have here. I so love you. I so love my channel, and I so love me. We rock. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about, and see our country. Great.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.